Imagine you're a moose. You're strutting along, you get thirsty, you spot a little brook. You put your little moose lips down to the cool, clear water, and bam, a fucking bullet rips right past your ear, missing you completely. Now I ask you, would you want to stick around to find out who the sons of bitches were that shot at you? I don't think so, but you may want to know what they were wearing. Look no further than Widowmaker Supply. And while the Widowmaker boys may miss a shot every now and then, they never miss the mark on their amazing apparel and signature whole bean coffee. From hoodies and t-shirts to mugs and hats, Widowmaker Supply has you covered for the best in outdoor and campfire gear. They even have an amazing podcast. Check out www.widowmakersupply.com and use code JENNY2023 for 10% off. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks so much for joining me again. Good to have you. Good to see you. I have an old friend with me here today. I'm very excited. Polo, how are you?
I'm well, thank you. I'm great. How are you today, my friend?
I am excellent. Thank you so much for joining me again today on the show. It's good to see you. It's been a minute.
Yes, it's good to see you as well. It definitely been a minute. How things in your world? Everything good there?
Everything is good. Like we said, life has been lifing, and it's been a whirlwind, and yeah, things have been crazy, but good, on the up and up, and you're doing so well as well. It's so great to see your progression through everything and your business. And
yes, it's been a journey, I'll say that, but you know, like, no complaints, because things are good and things are happening. And I think sometimes when you have like these big dreams and these big things you want to go for, like, you have to definitely leave room for like error and things to kind of mess up sometimes. I don't believe in failure. It's just a lesson, you know, and you just keep going. So while we have been growing and things have been going well, there's definitely been some bumps along the road, but hey, we're here, right? So
yes, and we would be remiss if we didn't start the show with your famous line, so give it to us.
What's up, beautiful people? It is another beautiful dance of Mundo. Please believe it.
Love it. I love it. I look forward to that every day. I love your content. I love seeing your stuff. It always brings a smile to my face. And it's inspiring. Like, as a fellow vegan, you're vegan as well and have been for a long time. Yes. It's so nice to see the joy that you have about not only just bringing the vegan voice to social media and to your platform, but making it a part of your lifestyle and showing how easy it is to incorporate. And I wonder if, for our audience who doesn't yet know you, they better get their life together and get on your socials. But but maybe you could take us a little bit back. I know your story very well, but for those who haven't heard it yet, you could take us back and let us know how you got started into becoming a vegan and into this lifestyle, because you actually started in the music industry, right? And we're
right. So I try to tell it the short version. It never works out like that. I'm a longtime music guy, music vet. I've been in the music industry the majority of my life. Because sometimes when I tell this story at the end, I'd be like, man, I shouldn't have said it like that, because I kind of put like this this cloud, I feel like, sometimes on the music industry. And the industry has been, while in that industry, I had a lot of ups and downs as well, it's been good to me. You know what I'm saying? It was good to me. It gave me a lot of different experiences on like just life, you know, and just people and interacting with people. And so the music has been good to me. But while in that industry, I picked up a lot of bad habits because I lived a studio life. So, you know, in the studio, while we're creating amazing projects and working with amazing people, there's other things that go on there as well, right? So you got like, you know, like, there might be drugs involved and there might be cigarettes and just bad eating. So along the way, I just picked up some bad habits. Cigarettes was definitely one of them. Being out, not getting a lot of rest, traveling. And while traveling was amazing, you just eat a lot of bad foods being on the road. You're eating a lot of fast foods. So I end up like, and coming from being an athlete in high school, and I just end up gaining a lot of weight, smoking cigarettes every day, maybe one or two packs. You know what I'm saying? I'm going through packs of cigarettes.
Oh, geez.
But just up, you're in the studio, you're working, you might leave the studio. We'll go to the club just to get a vibe and, you know, get some inspiration from other music and people moving and dancing. And we'll go back to the studio 2 o'clock in the morning, two after the club closes. And then and here in Atlanta, we had this thing we go to called the Waffle House, where everybody goes and we get the eggs and the grits and the pancakes and the sausage, and we mix it all up and we eat it. And then we might go back to the studio and we might smoke a little bit. And now you're hungry again, and you might walk up the street to the gas station, and you're coming back with honey buns and Reese's cakes and Reese's Snicker bars and sodas and Mountain Dews and Red Bulls. I actually have a photo. I have to find this photo. Of one night we were working on a project at Universal, trying to get the project done, and it was the end. And we had to have these records turned in the morning. So we got like, we had Red Bulls stacked almost to the ceiling.
Oh, I remember you saying that. Yeah.
Crazy. Won't know what I was thinking or what we were thinking, but we had to stay up and we had to get it done. But just living that life, man, it just kind of took a toll on me, took a toll on my body. And one day I was sitting on my porch at home and I was smoking a cigarette. And you know, that numbness you get in your feet when you're sitting on the toilet too long, that numbness, legs. I started getting that coming over my whole body, and my chest got real tight, and I kind of like curled up and went in the house and kind of fell on the couch. And I ended up having to go to the hospital. It ended up being a bad thing. And the doctors were basically saying like the blood wasn't flowing. My heart wasn't pumping the way it needed to be. So that's what caused that. So not really a heart attack, but maybe like a little heart attack, he was saying. I don't know. He was trying to describe it to me. And he was just saying basically like your arteries are very clogged up. We need to get that open. They were talking about doing like a stent and putting me on some medication and possibly doing an open heart or like an open heart surgery, like going in, cutting me open. And I'm just like, what? Like, man, first of all, I'm too young. Why is this happening? You know what I'm
saying? How old were you at that time?
I was probably like maybe 29, 30, 30, right. Something like that.
So young, super young.
Very young, yeah. Way too young to be in the hospital talking to a doctor about cutting into my chest and putting me on medication that I would probably have to be on for the rest of my life. So my mom, my dad, like my whole family was in there. And mind you, my grandma died from heart complications. I had two of my uncles die from that same thing, heart failure. All three smoked cigarettes, you know what I'm saying? So I guess that was kind of like in my blood or whatever.
Yeah, the family history there too.
Yeah, yeah.
You know.
Smoking the cigarettes. And while I love my family, we just, you know, just some of the, just the areas we grew up in, like that's just what it was. That was just the thing you did, you know what I'm saying? So yeah, I picked up some of those terrible habits, man. And but while sitting in that doctor, like my mom got super pissed with me. She was mad because I don't like doctors, and I really wasn't trying to listen to what they were talking about. So I went home the next day, and when I was supposed to go back for my next appointment, I didn't go. And that's what made my mom pissed. You know, she was kind of mad, but they come from a different world where, you know, we abide by the doctors. The doctors are law. You know what I'm saying? What the doctor right. said. And I don't believe in that. You know what I'm saying? I never did. Even before I found like fasting and veganism, like I still didn't, for some reason, like me and doctors just never clicked. Going to see my grandma in the hospital, going to see my uncles in the hospital, like certain things just didn't make sense to me. Like you got people that are in here sick, but then we're eating certain things like while you're in the hospital. It's just certain things just didn't click to me. I just didn't make sense. But anyway, so after that, I started getting into like, I knew I had to do something, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I was like, man, I got to do something, but I don't want to go back to the doctor, but I'm too young to die. You know what I'm saying? I got to like fix my life. So I just started changing what I was eating. I started kind of getting into the gym, and I came up on this book by this guy named Arnold Arendt, The Mucilage Diet. And that was like the first thing that kind of clicked for me. And then somebody else gave me a book it's called Eat to Live, Elijah Muhammad. Eat to Live. So that book was amazing. And then I started getting into like the YouTube, and this was like way before YouTube was like kind of what it is today. So there wasn't that many things online at that time, but there was this guy that I just fell in love with named the Life Regenerator, Dan McDonald, Life Regenerator. And he was into juicing. Oh man, this dude was just so cool. I would just love, he would be like in these odd places, like in, what do they call them? Where people come just park their campers, and it would be like all these campers out there. But he had his camper, yeah, like a camper park or whatever. And he had a juicer out there, and he would do these videos, and he'd just be out there juicing and juicing and juicing. So I just fell in love with that. And I just started like trying that and practicing that. Right. And then, of course, like the first few juices I made were disgusting. You know what I'm saying? Start getting better and better. And I just started getting into that. And then I found fasting also through the Life Regenerator, through Dan McDonald. I found fasting as well. And then I started looking into other people that were fasting, but I just started integrating these things into my life. And man, I just started feeling better. The weight started coming down. I got me a gym membership, start going to the gym, start playing things like tennis and running and basketball, like just got more active. Mm. I was so deep into work that like those things, like the only walking and running I was doing was to the corner store to get another pack of cigarettes,
right,
or a Snickers, some Reese's cups or something like that, and some sodas. So there was no working out in my life at that time. It was just like studio, and that was it, you know. So yeah, man. And then I found these things, and man, they just start really helping me, and the weight start, I just start feeling better. And then I finally got myself to be able to fast for like 21 days straight, and after that it just all kind of clicked in, and I've been on eating plants ever since, you know what I'm saying? And just also trying to spread the word, spread the message of what it has done for me, you know what I'm saying? And through that, I ended up starting a juice business and all of that, which has been going very well too. So yeah, man, so that's kind of like my story. It's a little other details, but I just, you know, try to keep it short as possible. Yeah,
I love the bit of about fasting, because that's something to break into, to ease into. So you mentioned you had to work up to the 21 days.
Right.
How would you recommend people approach that if they're thinking about fasting? Because it can feel daunting and overwhelming if you've never done it before, or you're thinking about doing it and you don't have a lot of experience with it. Sometimes you think, okay, you go into it with this mindset, okay, I'm going to fast for 2 days, and like six right. hours in, you're like, damn, I need a cheeseburger, right? Like, so, right. So if you're not used to fasting, or you're not in that vegan lifestyle yet, or that vegetarian lifestyle yet, how do you suggest people ease into that? Because sometimes that can be challenging, the fasting.
It can. So fasting is definitely challenging. So there are levels to fasting, right? And we have to remember that fasting is an art. It's an art to fast. How you go into your fast, what you're doing between your fast, and how you break your fast. But a long story short, I think that a great way to start. So when I say like there's levels, right? So you can do all water. That's like a very high level mental strength type of fasting.
Yeah.
Then you got high fasting, which is even a higher level where you're not taking in anything. So mentally, I definitely wouldn't start with those two. But then you got raw food fasting, where you just eat raw foods, right? And you're just eating nuts, seeds, fruits, vegetables in their whole state. No salt on your nuts, no sugary, you know, not the sugary nuts, but like just a handful of almonds.
No, you know, sweet nuts?
No sweetness at all.
Damn it.
Yeah, raw, all raw, right? But that's a level, because when you get into liquid fasting, people miss the chewing. So when I work with my clients, I like to start off, sometimes just depending on where they're at, like we might just start off where we're just doing like certain things, like for maybe a month, some, you know, because some people I have to work with, I have to stretch it out. Like, okay, so Monday, just Mondays, we're going to do this. You know what I'm saying? We're just going to eat raw foods on Mondays. And then we kind of, you know, build it and work it. Intermittent fasting is great too, a great way to start. So fasting, like you eat, you don't start eating into a certain window. So in the morning, you're fasted all the way up until what, like maybe 1 o'clock, and then you start eating, and you got that window of like 7 hours or 8 hours you might be able to eat. And then at a time, you cut it off again, 9 o'clock, you're in the bed, you're fasted while you're sleeping. You know what I'm saying? And you wake up and you still got that long window all the way up until 2 o'clock again or 1 o'clock, whatever. And then you start eating again after that. So I think intermittent fasting is a great way to break into it. And doing not, some people, see, I think the problem too, a lot of people try to be like, oh, I'm going to just do liquid fast. Like, I'm just going to go liquids. Like, no, try raw food fasting. Or raw till 4. That's another thing people do that I think is great. You know, like you might be raw until 4 o'clock and then you might have your cooked meal. You know what I'm saying? But you have to like break into it. You can't just like, I'm going to be on juices and water for 30 days and think you're just going to hop on that and start that. And that's how, and you shouldn't do it like that anyway, because like I said, it's an art to it. You have to gradually, even me, someone that fasts regularly, like I still, if I'm eating some cooked foods, I'm not gonna just jump into a fast on Monday. Like I'm gonna work my way into it. Like I'm gonna say, okay, it's Monday. Like today, it's 4 o'clock, right? Mm. I've had water, I've had a juice, and I've had like a ton of oranges. So today I'm kind of like in a fasted state. Not really all the way fasted, but I've had like just oranges today. You know what I'm saying? But I've had a lot of like full of oranges. So just gradually going into it slow and not being hard on yourself, and just try 1 day at a time, try 2 days at a time, try 3 days at a time, see how you feel. If you can conquer 3 days, you know what I'm saying? And you can conquer 5 days. It's just little by little, you know what I'm saying? But I definitely wouldn't start off with like an all liquid fast. I recommend people do like a raw food fast first. So nuts, seeds, fruits, vegetables in their whole state, nothing cooked, all raw, right? And try that for 5 days first, or try that for 3 days before you try to jump into like liquids, you know? And I mean, I could give like deeper details, but come see me and we talk about it, like jump in my DM.
And it's so important to realize that with fasting, because I think people have this misconception that fasting means cutting everything out and you don't eat and you only drink water. And then although, you know, you can do that to some degree, like you said, there's options in fasting. Fasting just means taking a portion of something out and abstaining from that, fasting from that. But that doesn't mean you can't incorporate other things. So if you're used to eating, you know, if you're a big meat eater, right? For our non-vegan people out there, just cut out the meat and then just stick to your complex carbohydrates and your veg for, you know, 3 days, 5 days. And you have to meet yourself where you're at too. You know what I mean? Like, and especially with, if you're someone too, who's used to eating like, you know, candies and sugars and breads and pastas and all that stuff every day, like just cut one thing out. Maybe you have 3, 4, 5 chocolate bars a day. That's your thing. That's your vibe. You know, you eat cookies all day and chips all day. Cut one thing out. Like I know for me, like coffee is a big thing. Coffee is my jam. And I have like, I have a love hate relationship with coffee. So I love coffee and I will drink it every freaking day for like a period of time. And then I won't touch it for a period of time. Right. So, and I'm right now I'm on a coffee fast, we'll say. Right. So I haven't had coffee for a bit now. And it just happened naturally. My body was just like, no, that's it.
Right.
I'm done with coffee for a minute, and I'm just I'm doing the water and the tea and that. But I do notice a difference. I notice a difference. I notice I you know, I'm not so foggy headed, right? And it's the illusion, right? Because coffee, I enjoy coffee as a drink. Nothing, you know, I don't want to hate on coffee because I do love coffee. But it gives you kind of this illusion when you start drinking this false sense of alertness when you first start drinking coffee, which is another thing that I love, right? Because I'm always on the go. And I'm like, oh, I'll just grab a coffee and I'll be good. But then over time, you don't realize like, okay, I feel lethargic. I feel like run down. I feel dehydrated, you know, and coffee is a diuretic. And then you forget to replace it with, you know, water and teas and all the juices and all that stuff. So having that transition for me too, I'm noticing I feel a lot more alert, not as achy, you know, from the dehydration, and not so foggy headed. So it's a nice transition as well too.
Right. Yeah. The, that false sense of energy too, that you get from it's the caffeine, and the caffeine can, like you said, it'll dehydrate you. It really like give you like this false sense of like greatness, so to speak. And then slowly lets you down. You can tell like when you're on it for a certain amount of time, it really doesn't have an effect on you like it does. But when you jump off of it for a while and you get and you say, okay, well, today I'm gonna have coffee again. I've been off of it for a week or whatever, and you drink it again, then it'll give you that same like alertness. It'll feel like you can tell you haven't drunk it in a while. You know what I'm saying? You haven't had it in a while. Yeah. But yeah, we definitely have to be careful with like the caffeine. The caffeine is crazy because like you said, it gives you this false sense of this greatness that you, like this alertness, but man, your body can do that anyway, but you just kind of got to like, let it clean itself out. You got to get out the way, you know what I'm saying? And let the body, I love fasting. Fasting to me is like the most amazing medicine in the world. I don't think there's any medicine that a doctor can create that would be better than, you know what I'm saying? So.
And it's just, it's good for your system. It's good for your digestive system too. Give your stomach a bit of a break because we're so used to being in a society and living a certain way where we eat the wrong things and we overeat, like our portion control too. And even, you know, I've seen a lot of vegans and vegetarians do this too. They'll make a really healthy meal, but they'll make a huge, massive bowl of it. And and gives you the impression that, oh, I can eat all this. And, you know, this is what a serving looks like. And you don't need to eat all that still. Like you don't need, just because they make a huge, massive bowl of some kind of salad or raw foods or raw vegetables or whatever, doesn't mean that that's the portion size that suits your body and your lifestyle. Like you don't have to eat all that to be healthy. Like you can have half of that and feel satiated and feel full. So, you know, it just taking a little bit of a break and a little bit of a fast just gives your system a little bit of a breather too. And I think you'll notice when you need to do that because you'll feel like a fullness at the top part of your stomach. And usually over on the left side, like where the liver is located, it'll usually feel a lot more puffy for people who are trying to determine like where they're at, you know, physically, like you'll just feel bloated. You'll feel overfull. You'll feel like you need to eat without even really being hungry. Like your brain will tell you, oh, I got to grab something. I got to eat something. Right. And you're really not hungry. Like maybe you're thirsty. You're
thirsty. Your body really just needs water. So drink. I always tell people that, like, and I'm just always hungry. I'm like, well, how much water do you drink? And they're like, I don't really drink a lot of water. I'm like, man, if you feel like you're hungry, man, go get you a 32-ounce thing of water and drink that first and then see how you feel. You know what I'm saying? And I guarantee you, you won't be as hungry as you think you are. You really just dehydrated probably.
And for those people doing the liquid fasts too, that you had brought up a good point about the chewing. People get like people miss that chewing. I usually recommend like just chew on ice, like get some ice.
Yeah, you can do that.
Chew on ice because if you're doing a liquid fast, the ice is totally fine. And because you need that for your teeth too. Like if you're doing a long fast, like a month or, you know, beyond, you still need to chew on something, right? So it's better the ice than your partner. So
right, absolutely, exactly. Absolutely. Yeah, man. So yeah, fasting to me is everything. I'm so happy that I found fasting, man. But I really think that's everything. But I definitely think before we just jump into fasting, we really need to learn the art of fasting and like don't make it too complicated for yourself, because I know how it is, and I know people that quit early and never want to, oh, I can't do that. It gave me a headache. Like, yeah, it's gonna do that. And it's a reason why your body is going through that. But those are the things you have to kind of fight through. But there are people like me and you and other people out here that can help people with it and show them the ropes and show them how to get past all those detox symptoms and different things, So, but
Yeah,
yeah.
and it is challenging. It is hard for those who are not used to it or those who do it infrequently. Like we're not tr here trying to sugarcoat anything and say that this lifestyle is like easy and it's like, it's a commitment. It's a challenge, but challenge yourself. You know what I mean? Like if you can challenge yourself to get off the couch and do something physical, if you can challenge yourself to save money, if you can challenge yourself to do something you haven't done before, challenge yourself in your lifestyle too, in your eating habits too, because it makes such a dramatic difference in your life. And it's not easy at first. You will feel the hunger pangs, you will feel the headaches, you will feel sometimes, a lot of the times, you will feel moody and angry and irritated, but that only lasts for a short period of time. And then once you learn to master, as you said, the art of fasting and the art of this lifestyle, incorporate mindfulness, mindset, meditation, being grateful, all that stuff, right? Like all that's a part of it. It's really, you bring in those little tidbits, little by
And
little.
those things, like the things you were just naming, like that happens to you while you're fasting, that lets you know and shows you that a lot of the foods we're eating are really like drugs. You're basically addicted to these drugs. Now we're taking you off of these drugs and you're irritated, you're moody, you got headaches. It's called withdrawals. You're basically having withdrawals from these processed foods you have been eating for so long. And when you're not getting those foods, like now you're you know what I'm saying? You want to just choke somebody. You just don't want to hear anything. You don't want to talk to anybody. You're just irritated by everything. So yeah, man. So yeah, I just really think it's important, and I wish the whole world would just really tap into like fasting.
Yeah, and I can't tell you too how many times I've diagnosed people with parasites, intestinal parasites too, just because the when you change your diet and your lifestyle and when you add fasting, it's sort of a precursor to what else is going on in your system, right? And if you are getting, really irritated and grouchy, like really moody, really grouchy, if you're snoring at night, if you're drooling, that's if you're like gnashing your teeth a lot, having that feel, that's a major indication of parasites, and you need to be doing a parasite cleanse too.
Parasites want to be fed, and that's why
That's
you
right.
feel, because you stop feeding them and they're angry. So they're going to make you feel a certain way too. Like, man, please drop some bread and pasta down here ASAP, and some candy and some sweets and some caffeine and some sugar. We need it. So yeah.
Absolutely. So then you got into the juicing, and I love your story about juicing because you started doing it just novicely for
Yeah.
yourself, but then you inspired the people around you, and people were like, "Well, I really love to do the juicing, but I don't have time." And did it. So kind of tell us, lead into that a little bit, because that's a crazy story, and it's kind of led into your business now, which is amazing.
Yeah, so so basically around that time I had like one I still kind of like was I was in the studio full-fledged, right? So I would be in day, but now it changed to like I'm the guy in the studio with the green juices, everybody else still drinking Cokes and smoking cigarettes, and I just kind of shook all that stuff. So of course everybody was making fun of me, talking crazy. Oh, this dude, boy, what is that Hulk juice you got in your cup? I'm like telling them what's in it. They like, man, no, sir. So yeah. So, but they were looking at me though, and I looked totally different. Like I had transformed my whole self, right? So
Because you were, sorry to interrupt you, but you were up to like 300 pounds, right? Something like that?
Like 270 something, two. Yeah, okay. I was almost three. Yeah, I never hit three, but I was, yeah, I had to, it's crazy how much heavier I was. And it's crazy how you can feel the difference, like on your legs and your knees, like release that weight. You know what I'm saying? I like to not say, somebody was on a call the other day, I was on a podcast the other day. And one of the guys that was interviewing me, it was a male and female, but the guy was like, man, I got to lose this weight. I said, bro, don't say lose, because usually when we lose things, we try to go back and find them. So just say release the weight. You want to release the weight. You know what I'm saying? But back to the story. So I started doing these. I wanted to just tell people. So I started doing these. It was this app called meetup.com. I don't know if you remember this app, but it was like a meetup app. And people would do these different meetups. And it might be a girl meeting up with people to like show them how to bake cakes or how to sew, and these groups of people would come together. So I was like, man, I'm gonna get on Meetup and I'm gonna do like juice meetup and teach people about raw foods. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, I'm gonna do that. So what I would do is put these meetups together, and I would meet people at this spot we got here in Atlanta called DeKalb Farmers Market. Mm-hmm. And I would through the market and I would show them different foods and different things to juice and how to pick out your foods and, you know, like the Dirty Dozen, the things you want to get organic. These things don't matter if they're kind of organic or not, but you might, these things you definitely need to eat organic or juice organic. So things of that nature. But one time I did this and it was a young lady there, which is crazy, right? Because I just told this story on the podcast the other day. It was a lady, her name is Siobhan, and Siobhan was there. And she was at the end of my presentation on the juices. She raised her hand and she was like, yeah, like that looks cool. I got a whole juicer at home and all that. She was like, but like, I mean, I appreciate the recipes and everything, but I'm not about to do this shit. Like, it's too messy. Like, I got a juicer. Right. I'm not. But if you make it and you bring it to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'll drink it then. You know, she was being a smart ass. She was just trying to be funny.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, everybody laughed. Kiki. But in my mind, I'm like, thinking, I'm like, boom, light bulb.
Cha-ching.
Just like, damn, make the juice and deliver it. Now you gotta remember, this was like way before any subscription. Like, we got hella subscriptions now. There's subscriptions. Right. But there weren't any subscriptions, and there weren't like Uber. No Uber was invented at this time. There wasn't any type of delivery or nothing. But I was like, man, you know what? I'm gonna do that. And she was my first client. And I didn't even have a website at the time. You know what I'm saying? I was making this juice in my house, in my kitchen. So I would make the juice for her and I would bottle it up. I found these bottles and I put them in these glass jars, and I would take them to her job. She worked at Coca-Cola.
Her name, it's not fitting.
Right, right. So another friend of hers, they're like, where did you get that juice from or whatever? She was like, oh, a guy makes it for me. You know what I'm saying? And he just delivers it to me every day when I order it, right? She was like, oh, I want to get down with that. And so then I had another customer, right? So now I'm delivering it to her. And then she stopped doing the orders. So I asked your mom, like, man, your friend didn't order no more. She was like, you know what? I meant to call you and tell you this. She's like, I know you a little better and I trust you. She's like, but now that other people are interested in what you're doing, you got to seal your bottles. So I was like, oh, I never thought about that.
Right.
I didn't. Like, you know, you go into a grocery store, you buy something, you know, it's got a seal on it, or it's got like a saran wrap type of seal. I was just making the juices and just giving them to her with no seal. So the girl felt uncomfortable. So that's one thing I did to take my business to the next level. I got different bottles and I was able to like put the click seals on them, right?
Right.
So that's how Juice Atlanta got started. And I went and got my LLC, and I was like still 1 foot in the studio, still 1 foot out, because I had this one client. And I was like, I'm about to turn this into something. And I'm going to be the first person in Atlanta, Georgia, delivering juices and to people to where they don't have to come to a store and pick up the juice. You know what I'm saying? We're going to deliver it to their jobs, to their homes. And that was just my ideal. And I just stuck with that. And man, that lady, Siobhan, is still my customer till this day. Matter of fact, I wish I had, I'm on this phone. I wish I could show you on that phone, on the other phone, a payment just popped up, says Siobhan $64. I get that for every week, you know what I'm saying? Because that's what her subscription costs. Every week she gets that amount of juices. So a payment from her comes through every week. So, and she's been my client. Man, that was like 2015, 2016.
That's amazing.
I've really only been doing this strong for five years probably, but she's been there since day one, you know, and it took a long time to grow it up, but she's been there since day one and is still a customer and a client of mine to this day.
I love that story. And so people can actually get, you actually have subscription programs now, because I think when we first met is probably when you were just really starting the business, right?
When I first met you, I was like we just got the location, we just put all this stuff in there, and really lightweight opened up the doors. But now the doors are all open. But yeah, we were moving up at that point. Yep. When I first met you, we were getting ready to open the doors.
I had Canada,
and that's when we like really turned it up.
Yeah, that's incredible. And what I love too is that you have this juice company, but it's also incorporated into your other business, which is a fitness business.
Yep, yep.
You have too. And so are you still running the both of them out of the same hub?
Yeah, running it all out the same building. So the kitchen is on top and the gym is at the bottom, and we have like 7 or 8 trainers at the bottom. And downstairs in the lobby, we have the refrigerator where all the juices are. You can come in, get your juices. But I have a lot of people that are on subscription, so their juices just get shipped out. But if you're just so happen to be in the gym and you're working out, you want a smoothie or a juice, you can get that too inside of it. And we also supply like 3 or 4 other gyms out here with juices too. So we're constantly filling up other people's refrigerators. And I just had like, so at the end of last year, I got some news I haven't really told anybody. I just broke this out on the other podcast that I did the other day. So you'll be the second person to get this news. So at the end of last year, we did a lot of B2B business. So we did FX. I don't know if you know what FX is, a big TV station out here. Yeah. I have a show called Atlanta. They got all kinds of shows on there. So we did that. We did a lot of stuff with Lululemon, who's actually a partner with me, but that on the fitness side. We did things with Morehouse College. We did some more stuff with like FX. So I'm like, and it just came out of the blue, but it was so cool because with these major corporations, I didn't have to do as much. Like, I'm not like individually selling juice. They're buying like bulks of juice.
Right.
They just distribute the juice to those situations. So if they're doing a party over here or a day party or some type of event, they'll just be like, yeah, we want 200 bottles or 100 bottles. So that was another light bulb that just kind of clicked in my mind. I'm like, oh, I'm going to put a media kit or like a deck together, and I'm going to start shopping to these corporate companies. And man, so that's been going well. So we got like 3 or 4 corporate companies that we drop like loads of juice off to monthly, that we do like monthly drop-offs. But out of the blue, this is the great news. I'm about to tell you, this is so amazing. Like, I'm still like kind of tripping out of the blue, we got a phone call from the Atlanta Braves baseball team.
Wow.
Your boy is officially making all the juices for the Atlanta Braves. Yeah, I make them for the. Yeah, you know, so that was pretty cool. So I work closely with their nutritionist, and I work with their chef. And I got to pull up. They got a game. They'll be back here third Friday for a game. So I have to make a big drop for them on Thursday. Yeah, so Thursday. And I got another corporate company that we're doing on Wednesday. So I got like these two big drops, you know what I'm saying, that I got to do. But yeah, working with the Braves has been pretty cool. It's only been 2 weeks. So yeah, we still kind of like working through the kinks of what they like and what they don't like. So yeah, but it's been good. So yeah, that was major. So I'm like, man, pretty cool.
That's incredible. Oh my God. I'm so proud of you. That's amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate
That's it. That's amazing. Thank that is so, it just... You've come so far, and just like, I know you said 5 years, but it's really 5 years is nothing in a business. It's such a short amount of time.
Right.
You've impacted so many lives in that time. Like, I'm so excited for you, and I'm so proud of you to see your progression. It's amazing.
Thank you.
That's incredible. That's incredible. And so many more opportunities to come from that, I'm sure.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to it, man. Skies, definitely. I was gonna say sky's the limit, even though I think the limit is higher than the sky. But like, man, I'm really a true believer. Like, you have some faith and you just put your foot down and go to work and just put your head. Don't worry about all the little best things that happen. Like, they're gonna happen. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, if you're trying to build something, things are gonna happen. That's just how it is. Like, you have to, but you have to stay locked in on what you're trying to accomplish. You know what I'm saying? And I'm in a service business and I like working with people. I like serving people. I like helping people. So it's right down my alley. So I think it's just been good. It's just, you know, like, I don't know. It's been good.
Yeah. And you are always so positive. You are always encouraging people to look for the light and look for the up. And I remember, I don't know if you remember this, but I had a Maya Angelou moment with you a few years ago. I remember I was like feeling down about something, and I had messaged you and you're like, what's up? And I was like, oh, just this thing is bothering me and blah blah blah, and you were like not even having it. You're like you were like, nope. Like, you didn't put any energy into like even feeding into that conversation. You were like, that is not the thing to focus on.
Yeah, because if we focus on that, then man, more shit like that is on the way, believe it. And if that's what you want to, like, man, it's gonna, like, think, man, things are gonna happen, man. And I just believe it. If we focus on those things, we're going to get more things that look like that. People always ask me, like, you always really this happy? Like, no, bro, shit happens to me all the time. Right. I just focus on it. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I let it happen. I sit with it. I meditate on it for a second, and then whew, it's out the way. And I have to remember that I got a car to drive. I got clothes on. Yep. I got a hat on. I got a damn Apple Watch. I got a Apple phone. Like, what the fuck am I complaining about? What am I mad? Is that really that bad compared to how blessed I am? And because life could be different. And I think, you know, if people would travel a little bit more and get out, and I know sometimes, you know, for financial reasons, we can't do that. But if people would get out into the world and just see other people, how other people are living, man, you would realize, like, you really ain't got shit to complain about. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, because I remember at the time I was like, well, he just doesn't understand. Like, it's just, he's not giving me the empathy I'm looking for. He just doesn't understand what I'm trying to say here. And then after I thought about it, I was like, oh, that is the point. Don't put any energy into that right now, because it's not even worth it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not, but I'm not saying don't, like.
Yeah.
Think about it. You
don't,
know what I'm saying?
Don't feel it, but don't live in it. Yeah.
Boom. That's the word. The other words right there. Don't live in it. Because that's not what you want. It's not your truth. You know what I'm saying? So don't live. Don't dwell on it. Because it's on the way. If you keep dwelling on that, then it's going to come. But there are things that you do want. You know what I'm saying? There are things that you do want to accomplish. So let's put our focus back on that. Now that we're done soaking in that for a second, man, soak in it. You know what I'm saying?
Take a second.
But then move on.
Yeah.
And I think that's the difference in people that are successful and the people that are not successful. You know what I'm saying? Because some people are going to sit in that shit and they're going to dwell, and they're going to let Monday come and Tuesday come, and they still going to be dwelling. Thursday, people that are moving towards their dreams and they're moving at a rapid pace and you see them moving, it's because they're not sitting in the bullshit. They're not dwelling on the shit that's happening to them on the negative side of things. They're staying more focused on the positive side of things, and that's why they're getting more of those positive things. That's how it works. You know what I'm saying? At least that's how I believe it works.
Yeah, totally. And it's such a transition for your life. Like, I never would have thought way back when, even like when we first met, I never thought I was having an apparel business at the time. Like, I was like, you know, a totally different side. Right. And I never thought today I would have like my own show for it to do as well as it's doing.
Nice.
I never thought I'd have my own clinic. Like, I never thought, like, when you're in school, you're thinking, oh my God, this is never going to be, and I'll be in school forever, right? You know, you finish your school, you finish your training, you know, I open my own clinic now, I'm helping people all the time. Like, it's just totally different. Thank you. Thank you. Totally different lifestyle and a totally different scene. And you're right, like, things will happen along the way. Shit's gonna come up, like little bullshits, things gonna happen, but you gotta keep focused on the positive and be grateful. I think that's one thing that really stands out for me too, is gratitude.
Every day in a major way. That is so important, like every day. Like, people think I'm crazy. I'd be walking around talking to myself. I'd be just walking around saying, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I swear to God, people are just like, oh, this motherfucker is crazy. I'm not crazy, just thankful. You know what I'm saying? I'm very thankful. Yeah. Very, very, because I know, like, I just came back. So I went to, last December, I was in Jamaica, and I was in the grill. Mm. Hanging out, and so beautiful in the grill. And, but there's a poverty level too there that's like, right. People don't, I know that, well, but I don't know. They just happy. They're happy. And I'm just like, man, the people I know back in Atlanta, if they were living like this and had this house with this hole in the roof, and man, they would be dying right now if they was living like that. They would lose it. Man, these people are happy, happy, happy. And they don't have none of the shit we got over here. You know what I'm saying? And that right there, that's what I'm saying. We really, people got to get out and go see the world, man. Cause man, everybody ain't got it like you, man. But yeah, I just, gratitude is so important to me. You know what I'm saying? It's so important. And I try my best not to miss a day without repeating how thankful I am over and over and over and over and over and over again.
And you notice too, like, the people in your life start to change too. I notice that big time. Ooh. When you go towards that lighter side and you change your life in these special ways, and you're grateful, a totally different set of human beings come into your circle. Right. And I'm just so grateful for the people that I have met and who have become friends and who are a part of my life. Like, it's just, it's the upper echelon. It's a quality of human being that mm-hmm. is different, that you surround yourself with and who are wanting to come and have that you surround them.
Right. Cause it's frequency. It's a vibration. When you start that gratitude vibration, it's just gonna, you can't be around people that, don't live in that same frequency, even though y'all might have been, you could have been cool forever. But if you're on a whole nother frequency and you're walking around in that gratitude and that thankfulness and they're not, it's not going, you're going to irritate out of them. They're going to be irritated. Like, what you so happy for all the time? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, and then, cause you start to get resentful. You're like, oh, I'm so good to people and people are just fucking shit all over me. And it's like, it's just, you know, you kind of get into that vibe. Right. But it's not even like that. It's just that you're not around the right people and the right people aren't around you. Like, those right. people who are shitty to you, they might be good for someone else because they have a lower vibration, a lower energy, a lower standard right. of care. Right. And right. so those people are good for those people. They just ain't good for you. Right. So you can, I was just saying this on another show, you know, you can love people and let them go. Like, you know, you don't have to hate, you don't have to feel bad. You don't have to, none of that shit. I release you with love and respect, but I need that distance. Like put another country between me and you, bro. Cause there's like, you know, like that's how much distance I need, you know, but it's all good. And then you find you get in where you fit in, you find your people find you. And it's just such a massive change. But one of the things that makes a difference too, in terms of like, you know, mental fitness and mindfulness and mental health too, I want to get back to talking about your fitness profession that you're in too, because your content is amazing. I can't believe that if you're not following Paulo on Apollo on Instagram, I'm going to link everything so everybody can follow you. But if you're not following him on Instagram already, you're missing out on life. But I can't believe, like, you don't have like 100,000 followers on Instagram. Like, it's just.
I don't, What's crazy is I don't, and so I was, the podcast I did the other day, they said the same thing, like, I can't believe you don't got, like, I don't know if it's like I have an old account and just like not getting pushed out or whatever, but I don't know, like, I think my content is pretty cool, you know what I'm saying, but I don't know why I think that's, it has something to do with like Instagram, I don't know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I hear that all the time, but thank you, I appreciate that. I'm glad. Because I try to put like work, I'm a creative, right? Like a studio. Yeah. I take what I've learned in the studio and kind of like push that to like video, you know, and kind of create videos kind of like I would create music, you know? Mm-hmm. So yeah, but why my following is like low, I don't know.
Because you put out some amazing workouts and exercise content too. And one thing that I love that always stood out for me and still stands out for me today is that in terms of exercise, it can be really hard for people to get to that point. Mm-hmm. I know for me now, it's a struggle. Like for what I find now for me as I get younger is my hormones are coming into play. Right. So it's a little bit more challenging to lose the weight, maintain the weight, like as I did when I was 20, you know what I mean? Uh-huh. Which I think is normal for everybody, especially women. Right. But that you do reach a point where it's like, oh my gosh, I don't even feel motivated to work out today, right? And right. Your thing is always do something. You don't have to do a marathon. You don't have to do what I do. You don't have to climb a mountain, but do something. If it's 5 minutes walk, if it's 10 push-ups, whatever, do something.
Do something. So, and through that, so, you know, I'm a big runner. I run marathons. I run about a half marathons. I started this thing called Running Brunch at the end. Yes. And so through the gym and just meeting certain people, I got with two of the trainers there. And I was telling them, like, man, I've always wanted to. So in Atlanta, and I'm sure in Canada too, in Atlanta, we have a bunch of run crews, you know, like these group of people. So we got Atlanta Run Crew, we got West Midtown Run Crew, we got all these different crews of runners, you know? So, but I run with everybody. We got Movers and Pacers. They run on today, they run on Sunday. I run with them. I run with a lot of people, and no shade to any of the other run groups. But one thing I noticed is that a lot of the people that come to these run groups are like fast, and they're like, they're runners, you know?
Right.
You're a little bit more overweight or insecure.
It can be intimidating.
And you will come out and you can kind of get left behind and people don't wait for you. And so I was like, I want to do something different because I know on my own, I can go out here and run 10 miles at an 8 minute mile or seven something mile by myself or right. with some of my friends. Right. But what I didn't like, I guess, was that these people that get intimidated, never showed back up for some of those runs, and I wouldn't see them out there no more, but I could see it in their face because I know what it is to be, especially even in music, just being around bigger people and you just kind of like hoping people gonna like your stuff and you know stuff, whatever, right?
Yeah. So and you know they want to be there,
right? They want to be there, right? Because yeah. They want to be on that level that a lot of those people are there. But a lot of times we're not really thinking about the next person. We're coming out to get our run in and get our exercise for the day and go home and tend right. to our family or do whatever it is that you do. You know what I'm saying? After you get done working and do your workout and go home, right? Mm. So I create a run where I wanted to do a run crew, but I wanted to do it to where there was no man left behind. I invite people from those other crews that are faster to come, and we don't leave anybody. So mm-hmm. if there's a more heavy set person and they're in the back and they're walking, I got one of my guys that, for instance, we had one yesterday, we did Running Brunch. One of my homeboys, Shannon, that just got back from running the London Marathon and smashed it, who could leave everybody out there, he stayed in the back and ran with the girl, you know what I'm saying? And me and him, we talked to her and pushed her along the way. And that's what I started as a run crew. And then we come back. But I wanted to just create a different vibe with it. So every Running Brunch that we do, we only do it once a month. We have an amazing vegan brunch. You know, it's got to be vegan. And then we're introducing people to veganism and trying to show people different types of vegan foods you can try that are tasty. Cause you know, everybody's like, it's grass. It tastes like cardboard. Right. You know what I'm saying? So I have some dope chefs that we have partnered with, and they come out and cook the food. So we go for our run. And then when we come back, we do like a small workout, and then we do meditation, breathing, and a cool down. And then we eat lunch. You know, I mean, we eat our brunch, you know what I'm saying? And the brunch love is it. Always, and the part I love the most is people eating the food. I just be sitting back watching because I like to see people's reaction. As a lot of times when they first get there, especially a lot of the women, they go, I don't know about this vegan stuff. I don't know, but I want to try it. You know, it looks good on the internet, you know what I'm saying? So they'll come in and they'll try, but it blows their mind every time, you know what I'm saying? Like the flavors and the taste that you ate with vegan food, you know what I'm saying? It don't always have to taste like cardboard. So
we're not talking about like Beyond Meat and tofu garbage kind of stuff like that. That vegan fast food exists too, right? So we talking about fresh, healthy, nutritious, nutrient dense
foods, right? So it's dope. We got people wanting to get out and move their body a lot more, and people that wouldn't regularly run with a group of people that I would run with are coming out to do those runs. They're feeling comfortable. They might be a little overweight. They might not be able to breathe as good when they're running, but they feel comfortable and they don't feel like somebody's going to leave them. So I'm loving that. And Lululemon, who I've worked with on and off for years, they really love the concept, and they came in and we're doing a year contract with them on May the 1st, which is actually in 2 days, and sponsoring Running Brunch for a whole year. So that's dope. So I'm excited. I got Lulu on right now. Shout out to Lululemon.
That's incredible. Good for you. I love that.
But yeah, so they're helping us like being able to like bless people and, you know, bring people into the store and do cool little events at the store and give people outfits and just keep. My goal is to encourage, you know what I'm saying? No matter what you weigh or no matter like what you look like, tall, skinny, fat, yellow, white, brown, purple, like, let's just be better. You know what I'm saying?
That's like your group is a group that I would love to join and be a part of, because Even going to the gym can feel intimidating.
Absolutely. And
even like for myself too, like I'm in my condo, we have a gym in the condo. I don't really want to go down there too. Right. Cause you're not feeling it. Right. You want to kind of be in a zone too, when you work out, for me at least anyways. I don't want to worry about like who's trying to, you know, work out next to me or who's, you know, there just to watch my boob shake or my butt shake or what, you know what I mean? Like, I don't want that. Right. And then what I love about your groups is that it's like, no man left behind. So it's like we're all working together for the common goal of being better, being healthier. We're all in it together. And like that's something that I would want to be a part of. Like your group is something that I would want to join, because there's no competition. The only competition's with yourself. And it's just so encouraging and so positive and so uplifting and so community oriented, which is great.
And that's the whole goal, is just community, to be in a community of just like, and the people that I grab to be a part of it are like cool kids, right? Like Ashley's real cool, Beezy's like cool, always got sunglasses on. You know what I'm saying? So I've had people DM me that came in like, oh yeah, we was at the gym. I came in the gym today, mostly females. I came in the gym today, but everybody in there looks like a supermodel. I'm gonna just work out at the house. It's a little intimidating. I'll get myself together out here and then I'll come back. And I just think that is like not the way to do it. But that's why I grabbed those people to be down with this whole thing. And I was telling them like, man, y'all are the cool kids, you know what I'm saying? And I wanna make people feel like they can come hang out with people like you and not be judged, you know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like what Running Brunch is like. Come hang out with the cool kids, because here you're a cool kid too. It don't matter, you know what I'm saying, what you look like. It don't matter how much you weigh, you know what I'm saying? None of that shit matters. Like, we just here having fun, you know what I'm saying? And getting exercise. same time. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, and through all your content too, you can tell you guys are just having a good time. And like, there's always, that's one thing that I really appreciate about your content too, is like, I'm seeing real people in real time doing real stuff. And it's right. real hard stuff. It's challenging, some of this stuff, you know what I mean? But it's not like you said, it's not like I'm looking on a social media site and all I see are, you know, these big muscly, you know, model perfect, like everyone's glossed up with fucking, you know, oil slicked and you know what I mean? And you're like, yeah, I'm not, that's not what I'm about today. You know, it's real people living real life. And it's, we need more of that. We need more of that.
Right. So yeah, that's what we're working on, man. And like I said, shout out to Lululemon. I appreciate them for like giving us the opportunity to like expand our program and make it bigger. You know what I'm saying? And to be able to help, it helps us reach more people. And I feel like the more we can get more people in there, the more confidence we can build in people. And I feel like if people are confident and feel good about themselves, then we got just that many more human beings walking on the planet, better human beings walking, you know what I'm saying, on the planet. So yeah.
I love that. And a couple of things I want to touch on too is some of the practices that you put in place in terms of supplementation and during veganism. Do you still do the fruit islands, like Banana Island, Watermelon Island? Do you still do that?
I haven't done Watermelon Island in 2 summers. So I did it. I've been doing it for summer to summer, back to back. So I was like, man, you know what? This year I want to like not fast and I'm going to just go in the gym. So I've been like in the gym, like just working out, building muscle and stuff like that. But I get so many DMs about Watermelon Island all the time. You doing Watermelon Island? When was the last time you did what? So this summer, I'm doing Watermelon Island again. We're going to get back on Watermelon Island. I think I'm going to do it in June. But this time I'm trying to put a program together where people can with me and I can walk them through it and try to teach people the art of fasting as well.
Yeah. So for people who are listening, who don't know what Watermelon Island is, you can do it with basically any fruit, but it's usually done with like, bananas or watermelon. And that's the only food that you consume for a period of time.
Right.
So whether you choose 7 days, 10 days, 20 days, a month, whatever.
Right. Mono meal eating. Yeah. So I recommend doing it with like, while I think bananas are great, especially if you can eat the brown, like when they're brown and spotty, you know, those are to me the best.
Sugar, though. It's a lot of sugar.
Yeah. When you eat them so green, they're kind of starchy.
Yeah.
Like constipated, you know? So yeah. I like high water fruits. So fruits, like today I had a bunch of oranges, you know what I'm saying? High water.
Cucumbers are good.
Clean everything out, flush everything out, drink a lot of water behind that. So yeah, high water. Fruit, watermelons. I love watermelon. I live in Georgia, Atlanta, so I can like go off the outskirts and I go to a spot out in like southern Georgia, like in the country, and I pull up on the farmers because I use it for my business as well, because we do watermelon juices in the summertime. Mm-hmm. So we get them right off the farm, right off the ground, dirt. I got a pickup truck. I just take my pickup out there and we just pile up like 60, 70 watermelons and I bring them back and I use some of them for the business and I use some of them for my fasting. And then if we run out, we'll just go back down there and grab some more. Yeah.
I love that. You're also really big into the sea moss too.
Sea moss. Yeah. So I use sea moss as a supplement. I love sea moss. Sea moss, your body is comprised of 102 minerals that already flow through your body, right? Sea moss has 92 of those minerals. So I got a good friend in Jamaica, you know what I'm saying, that he sends it out to me. You know what I'm saying? Whenever I run out, I just hit him up and he'll send me a couple kilos of sea moss, you know what I'm saying, big bags of it, and we just whip it up, you know? It's cool, too, because it's fresh. It's coming. He doesn't clean it for me, so it still has, like, the sand in it, baby little crabs and all the little food. And so, yeah, I have to clean it real good. But it's so mineral-dense, and it just has all the good minerals in it. Like, when I'm on it regularly, like, my fingernails are just, like, I have to constantly clip my fingernails. It's crazy. You know what I'm saying? And for guys that have maybe issues in the bed with your ladies and, you know, just, you know, staying here, like it helps with that because it can help with the mucus in the body to keep the blood flowing. And not trying to be too rated R, but staying erect is a blood flow issue.
Right.
You know, Yeah, so sea moss can help you with that and keep that blood flowing so you can last a lot longer, fellas, you know what I'm saying? And ladies, you can and fellas, because I'm a guy, you know, that loves facials, you know what I'm saying? So I'll put the sea moss on my face and let it sit for 5 minutes, and you know what I'm saying, and then wipe it off. So it's good
I
for
was a
that.
little
You
worried where you're going there with the facials, but
can
that's okay. I wasn't sure if they were connected or separate stories, but we're good.
right. So I like doing the facials with it. You can wash your hair with it. It's an amazing thing. You know what I'm saying? I love sea moss. Every now and then I have zinc up in the house where I can like take the zinc.
Oh, zinc. No zinc, no think, no dink. That's what they say.
Ooh, absolutely. And iodine, but I don't like crush it on the supplements. Like I'll take them for a few days and then I'm
Right.
off of them for a few days. You know what I'm saying? So
Right.
yeah, so I think I'll do iodine. Some of these things I know that are hard to get in the food, especially because of the way farming is now. Like, you know, the soil is not what it used to be. So a lot of those minerals don't get up into the food. Like, so sometimes I supplement, you know, zinc or iodine, things of those natures, you know what I'm saying? And I just go outside and sit in the sun for my vitamin D, you know? But other than that, like those are the things I usually use. But sea moss is definitely one of the things I love. Those rich minerals, and it's full of minerals. Like, and you can tell the difference when you take it. You know what I'm saying? Like you could feel it. Yeah, so I
Yeah,
love it.
I love mushrooms too. I'm big on mushrooms, like yeah, lion's mane and reishi mushroom and
I
those.
think that would have, like, if you're on having a hard time getting off of coffee, they have these mushroom drinks that you can do now with the reishi and the lion's mane that kind of give you that same, like,
The
up
boost.
there. Yeah, that boost that coffee will give you without the caffeine crash or whatever.
I love mushrooms because they're so multifaceted. They're adaptogen, so they're great for your stress levels as well. They're great for the brain and promoting connection between the synapses and just really open up clarity. And there's so many benefits to mushrooms, so I really help to reverse aging. It's just so great. There's so many benefits to the, and there's some really great companies. I won't name names, but there's some really great companies that do mushrooms really well right now.
Right. I got a couple too I was gonna name, but they need to send you that check first before we
That's
start.
right, my friend.
Right,
I gotta be making that bolo money.
baby. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but they've really come a long way, and there's some really good stuff happening with quality. So what we don't want people to do is, well, I'll speak for myself, but what I don't want people to do is go out and buy, over the counter vitamins, quote unquote, from a pharmacy. So like
Right.
Centrum, Jameson, One a Day, all those kinds of bulks, all garbage or all fillers. They've all got a bunch of, there's nothing nutrient dense about them. The Flints, if you're giving your kids Flintstone vitamins, it's the wrong stuff, bro. So
Comes out in here. I was talking to my dad about this the other day. He was telling me about this vitamins he's taking. And I'm like, is your pee like neon yellow? He's like, yeah. I said, that's all your vitamins coming out right
yeah,
there.
GNC and all those vitamins, that's not where you want to get your, that's not where you want to get your stuff.
Not at all. Not at all. I think if you can find some great quality food, and another thing I think people need to start doing too, this is just my opinion, and it's something that I've been doing. I haven't been going hard on it because we trying to redo a few things, but man, growing your own food, even though it's a hell of a job, and it keeps you, is it, man, it's some work, but man, it's so much minerals and vitamins that you can get into your life, and just having cleaner food by growing your food.
And you can control the content of the soil too that way too. Like you can add certain, vitamins, minerals, elements to the soil, and you have control over it. You know what's in it. There's no pesticides, there's no garbage going into it.
Yes, very important. I think we all need to tap into that, growing more of our own foods. Yeah, for
Yeah.
sure.
And I think those are skills. I kind of hook you up with my buddy Brian. But Brian, I don't know if you've ever seen him on the show. BA Shepherd. He runs a farm out in PA. You might have seen him, but yeah, he's into all that kind of stuff too. He has a huge acreage and he's got a farm and everything, grows his own vegetables too. But that those are kind of skills, you know, he teaches some of those skills. Those are skills that are kind of lost in our generation. And I see people, some people start to have an interest in doing it now. And I think those are such important skills for us to have, like learn, know how to grow your own food, know how to, you know, take care of the land that you have, know how to, you know, pick certain things out and whatever, because we've just gotten so used to being this 5-minute microwave fast living culture.
Yeah, man.
That we think McDonald's is food. That ain't food.
No, it's not. It's not at all. It's not. Like, yeah. It's too fast. It happens too fast. It's so mass produced. Like, there's no way that's food, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we definitely got, I was talking to my aunt the other day and she was telling me about this Burger King vegan burger. I'm like, auntie, no. That ain't it, baby.
And sometimes those meats, sometimes because they put all the soils and the hyaluronic oils in there, the highly inflammatory oils and stuff like that, cooking oils, vegetable oils. When was vegetable oil gets me like the hardest? I'm like, what's the oil from the vegetable? You ever squeeze a celery and see oil come out of it? Come on, bro.
Right.
Like, it's not happening.
Right.
Like, vegetable oil is not a thing, you know, like canola oil. That is meant for the trucks, for diesel.
Right.
Like, we're not going to be putting that in our body. And it's highly inflammatory.
Very. Yeah, mm-hmm. Man. I wish we could like really like, and I know internet is great for that, but just educating people on a mass, you know, we just got to keep having these type of conversations and, you know, and more of us coming together at one time. So in a couple of days, I'll be on a panel. We'll be speaking to a bunch of people just about health and wellness and fasting and juicing and things of that nature. But yeah, man. So that's why anytime you call me, I'm always down to talk, man. I just like you way as a person. Like, you're just a dope vibration. And
thank you.
You're welcome. And I think we just got to keep having these conversations and just trying to spread the word, because these things you just named about the oil, like, A lot of people don't know that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't understand that, you know? So the marketing sell, the way the masses sell things, like, you would think those things are the amazing things to do and put in your body. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. And what's worse is then we're frying things in these oils. So not only are they bad for us to begin with, but now we're adding heat and we're, you know, bringing out all these petrochemicals and all these constituents that are just really attacking our bodies. And, you know, it's crazy. And so I think I'll give a few tips and then maybe you can add on to that and give a few tips to our audience about, you know, how to kind of get into this lifestyle and maybe some small things that people can change. But I think for a couple of things for me is you got to move your body every day. Even just a little bit, 5-10 minutes. I just got a rebounder, one of those like mini trampolines. Oh my gosh. Not only is it fun, but it's so good for my back. Like, it's so good. I love it. So that's really super fun. So move your body every day. You got to get in your water and change up the way you're cooking too. Like, use your crock pot, use your air fryer. You know, you don't always have to like boil everything to death or fry it, you know?
Right.
And then for me, how I started way back when getting into this lifestyle is I just started, the only thing I changed was, I was never a meat eater as a kid. But I, you know, you eat what's made for you when you're a kid, right? Like, you don't have a choice or else you don't eat. Right. So, but as I got a little bit older and I was, you know, do my own groceries and got my first job and all that stuff, what the things that I did was I just switched to organic. That's all I did. Just the majority of the things that I eat, fruits and vegetables and whatever I could, I bought organic. And then from there, I went into being vegetarian. And then from there, I went into being vegan. Mm-hmm. And, you know, ups and downs, long story short, we could probably get into my story another time, another show, but ups and downs. But you find your rhythm and you find your groove. And I can't tell you how beneficial that lifestyle is.
Right.
It One thing I will say too is what some people comment a lot on is they compliment my skin.
Same.
And I attribute a lot of that to the lifestyle.
Absolutely.
And the fact that I don't wear makeup either too, because those are all kind of extra, you know, kind of chemicals and stuff that we're putting on our skin that goes into our skin. Yeah. And I think for me too, I was a dancer growing up. So I was a dancer for like 15 years. And so we would always put on like heavy makeup when we would do a show. So for me, it was kind of just in my head that was just, that kind of makeup was just for like a special occasion, for like a, you know, for a show or to be on stage or in theater. Right. So right. I didn't do it in my everyday life. And I think that's another thing that saves me too. But what are some sort of things, some tips and some pieces of advice you could give to people who are maybe considering a vegan or a vegetarian lifestyle?
Number one, go slow. So let's just point out what you talked about earlier, which I think is amazing, is that rebounder. I think everybody should purchase a rebounder, right? Have this system in our body called the lymphatic system. And it runs through our body like the vein system, right? But the veins are connected to the heart. So when the heart pumping, it's moving everything through, right? But the lymphatic system, which is the sewer system of your body that helps get all the junk out of your body, it doesn't really work unless you work, right? So when you're jumping up and down on that rebounder, you know what I'm saying? You're getting that lymphatic system moving. And I think that is an amazing thing to do, like first thing in the morning, just to get the blood flowing, to get you to the... You know, people drink coffee in the morning and a lot of people use that coffee to, like you said earlier, it's a diuretic. It helps you, it makes things move, it makes you go.
Right.
The same thing, you know, it'll help you move without having to have coffee to stimulate your bowels to move, right? So I think that's amazing. Another tip I would give people too, man, in the morning time, start your day off with water first. Mm-hmm. Like nothing before water, you know, like when you've been sleeping, your body is working and cleansing and ready to eliminate. So if you can get you like a 32-ounce jar, like a mason jar, get you some lime or some lemon juice. You might have seen me do this on my stories. I do this every morning, and it's great for your skin as well. But just drinking that first thing in the morning and to help move things out the system, and not eating so early either. Like, I try not to even eat until like 10, 11. And then the first thing I'm eating is not like biscuits or bread or things of that nature. I'm trying to have some type of high water fruits, so like oranges. If it's the right season, I'm having watermelons or pineapples or some type of berries or something like that in the morning. So water and fruit, I think, is an amazing way to start your day. You know what I'm saying? Like, not jumping. Like, I know some of us are in a hurry. We're living on that wheel. And I'm living on that wheel, too. Like, I'm busy, too. But we have to take our time for our health. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have to, or somebody else is going to control what your health is like. So you have to control. So I think the rebounder is great. If you're listening to this, man, Google rebounder and find you one and buy you one. It's going to be amazing for your health. Another great thing that I think is very important that I got my mom is on, and I'm so proud of her, is like walking every day. So something I don't show online is like my morning walks, because that's just me being in peace with myself. So I have no phone or nothing like that. But I try to go for a walk in the morning time before the world gets crazy. Just walking in the morning, getting that blood flowing. A rebounder has the same type of thing. So if it's dark where you are in the morning and you can't really get out there like that, man, get to a rebounder. Drinking more water. For people that want to tap into veganism and vegetarian, like, man, start adding more fruits and vegetables into your diet. Wait a little later into the day to start incorporating cooked foods into your diet. You know what I'm saying? Find you that fruit, find that vegetable, that salad, or whatever it is that you like. And before you get into your cooked foods, have those things earlier in the day and just start incorporating them more. You want to get off the meat? Man, just do meatless Mondays for a month. Mm-hmm. I tell that all the time, man. Okay, do 30 days of, that's four Mondays. No meat on Mondays. Mm-hmm. And then back and talk to me after you accomplish that goal. You know what I'm saying? And then we'll move to the next goal. So yeah, so I think like, or even for a day, you could just do off like days where you don't have meat. You know what I'm saying? And just incorporate those. So those are some of the things I would definitely do. Way more water. Water in the morning. Water with lemon or lime in the morning. Go for walks. Long extended walks. I'm talking about 30 minutes to an hour. If you can do that in the morning, that would be great. And just incorporating more. It's amazing that people really don't eat like fruits and vegetables like that. I'll be talking to people.
I know.
And some people tell me they don't drink water at all. I'm like, what do you drink? It's like juices from the store, like just pasteurized juice.
That and, is the worst. Like, oh my gosh.
It's so bad for their livers and kidneys. I'm boy, your liver and your kidney is screaming at you right now and you don't even know it. So yeah, and I would also say, like, just in life, don't be so hard on yourself. And don't dwell on the BS when things are not going your way. I know for a fact that this is the hardest thing to do. But if people can tap into this and really try to live in this, and that is when things are shitty, trying to focus on things that are better, the better things that are going on in your life. That's hard. That's tough. I know it is. But I'm telling you, once you can do that, man, you will see so much shit change in your life for the better. Man. But mind controlling your own mind is hard.
It is hard. I'm self-admitted, you know, overthinker, you know, and I am hard. That's probably something that I need to, thank you for reminding me of that, because that's something I'm going to have to work on myself this year, is not being so hard on myself. Like, I will dissect something after I've done it and I will like rip it apart until the pure fucking joy of it's gone and like look at all the things I could have done better and like all the, you know what I mean? And I think to a certain extent, it's good for me individually, because I'm always seeking to improve and to be, you know, as best I can be. But to a certain degree, I'm like, okay, I got to shut it down. I got to like give myself 5 minutes to think about it. And then I got to not think about it anymore, because the goal isn't perfection. I'm not trying to be perfect. I'm just trying to be the best. You know? So sometimes it's a conflict, right? So.
And I think being better and just comes with consistency. Just keep doing it. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that every time you do it, won't be the win, but you know, there'll be wins. You know what I'm saying? You just have to stay consistent with it. And I think this thing right here is like, can be to our betterment, but it can also lead to a lot of issues as well, because it's hard to control your mind when you're constantly looking at snapshots of other people's lives. That, you know what I'm saying, that seem like their life is just so fucking amazing, but it's a glimpse, it's a snapshot. You know what I'm saying? That's why I constantly try to tell people online, like, bro, my life ain't just like peaches and cream every day. Like, I be having issues too. You know what I'm saying? I just choose not to dwell on those things. But I think a lot of times you have other, I'm not even gonna call myself an influencer, but you have these bigger influencers that people follow. And they don't talk about that. You know what I'm saying? They don't talk about the shit that goes wrong in their life. All you see is all the great things that are happening. And I think sometimes when people are trying to get to what they think that level is, they hard on themselves because they're constantly looking at this life that they think is like this amazing thing. And they think their life should be like that too. But guess what? Mm-hmm. Those people have issues as well. You know what I'm saying? So I think this thing can be distracting sometimes. And I think that and I'm gonna leave with this one. The one that I think has been very amazing for my life is quiet time, meditation time, like closing my eyes and just tapping into the most high in my most high self, and just meditation, man. Just quieting everything, shutting all this shit off, and just meditating and getting quiet and getting in peace. And man, if you can master meditation a lot better, the better I get at it, the better I feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, it makes me feel amazing when I can
that mindfulness piece.
It's powerful, man. I think it keeps you good, keeps you looking young, makes you feel good. You know what I'm saying? And when you walk out into the world, things just kind of boom, boom, boom. They just bounce off you. It's not, you don't take everything so personal and so, you know what I'm saying? Like, so emotional. And, you know, we have to, like Kobe used to say, you have to learn to master your emotions. Nipsey Hussle used to talk about, he got in his songs, he talks about Like, I felt all the emotions and learning to master those emotions. Like, I think it was so dope when Kobe, in one of his conversations, he talked about being able to just not live in his anger, but he knew how to find moments where he needed to use anger to help him in his game. Mm. He's not mad at you, but he might go to a place where him and his dad got into an argument, right? And he might get pissed off, but then he go out there and shoot 30 in a row, pow, pow, pow. But that's because he's mastered those emotions and he's learned where to use his anger at. Because he could use that anger and swing on you and punch on you and beat you, you know what I'm saying? Or I can use that and go out here and be amazing at my skill with that if I need to, you know what I'm saying? So I feel like meditation kind of helps me with that too. And it just helps all the BS just bounce off of me because it doesn't bother me as much, especially if I, before I walk out into the world, I get a good 30 minutes of this in, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you get better at it too. You get better at it too. So if you're in a place where, you know, you do take things personally or you do need to like say, okay, hold on, I need to master my emotions a little bit. It's a learning process. It's a journey and you get better at it the more you do and the more you meditate. So I know we're running out of time, but I want to touch on one last little thing if we could before we go. Because I think it will be encouraging to people. What I hear a lot of times is when people are thinking about switching their dietary lifestyle to vegetarian or vegan, or even if people are, you know, thinking about making a few vegetarian or vegan meals during the week, one thing I always hear is, oh, it's so expensive. And I'm telling you, it's not. If you're going out to a restaurant and you're going to order fast food, vegan food, 100% you're going to pay $20-$30 for a meal, right? 100%. You're in that. Right. That's the environment that you're in. But right. I mean, you go to the Keg, you go to, you know, whatever, wherever place you're going to spend that same amount of money anyways. But if you're making your own food and you're investing, even growing some of your own, I promise you, it is not expensive. You can make, like, let's just, for comparison, you want to go to McDonald's and get a meal. This was just on the news the other day. McDonald's is getting pushback from their stats saying that people are saying their meals are too expensive. Meals are like 10, 12 bucks at McDonald's. I don't know about the US, but in Canada, any combo.
I was $10 for a McDonald's. I haven't been to McDonald's since I was a child, so I don't really know what their prices are, but damn, $10.
Yeah, you're looking at $10-$12. Yeah, so that's so, you know, if you're going to fast food McDonald's, that's, you know, that's 10-12, let's call it, let's go on the low side, $10. But like yesterday I made a meal. I got a whole big thing of like mixed cabbage. Like it was like cabbage and carrots and different color cabbage and whatever. And then I had some chickpeas. I put that, you wash it all up, rinse it all. I put that in a pan and just lightly put some, you know, some seasonings, a little bit of olive oil, stir fry that a little bit. I made a huge bowl of it that was enough to fill me up. And that was half of the ingredients that I used. And the can of chickpeas was $1.70.
Right.
The thing of mixed cabbage and greens was like $3.
Right.
So, I mean, call it $5, $6. And that was only half. So the meal was $3.
Right. And you probably had some leftovers.
I had enough to make another whole meal.
Right. Absolutely. Yeah. I think that's just that whole vegan is expensive. Because it's based off of what you said before. It's based off of like people going to restaurants trying to eat vegan. Like, yes, because when you go to a restaurant, you have to factor in, you got to tip somebody, you got to factor in that you're just paying to really be in there and sit down and eat. That, all that's included in that.
And you, like, know they're going to charge you the extra dollar for the avocado.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can go get 3 avocados for $1. If you go to the store, you feel what I'm saying? And you can make whatever you want with that. But absolutely. I think, yeah, I think a lot of people judge that based off of like going into restaurants, you know what I'm saying? And not really, but that was one of the things I was doing at the meetup back in the day. I used to take people to the farmer's market and show them like, these are the foods you need. These are the foods. These are these foods. This is this. Look at this price. Look at the pricing. We used to talk about all, I had a whole sheet with the pricing of all the stuff that was in there. Like, it's not what you think it is. You know what I'm saying? It's not what you think it is. You just gotta like, now if you go to like, I don't know if y'all got Whole Foods out there where you're at.
Oh, Whole Foods can be pricey.
Yeah, Whole Foods can be pricey, but y'all got, we got farmers markets here too. And I like to go
Right.
to the farmers market because it's not Whole Foods is about convenience. You know what I'm saying? It's in this
Yeah.
more city, and you know what I'm saying? It's just super fast. You know, you might have to drive out a little bit to go to the farmers market, but to me it's worth it though, because I can get like so much food and not really spend a lot of money, and that's just gonna get me through the whole week,
And you're
you know.
eating in season too, which is kind of like what you're supposed to be doing. You know, if you're when you're going to the grocery store, and you're getting things that aren't in season, you know, that kind of
Right.
works against your body too. You know, I had a conversation. I'm not sure if you follow him, but Avant-Garde Vegan. I'm not sure if you know about know
Don't know
him.
about him. I might have.
Yeah. He's a guy in the UK, Avant-Garde Vegan. He's put out a couple of cookbooks, pretty cool guy. But I had a conversation with him a couple of years ago, and he was saying, like, you know, it's not every time you're hungry you have to have a whole meal. Like you could grab like just a pepper and start eating a pepper. You could grab a handful of mixed nuts, whatever. Like just have you don't always have to have a meal. Like we're conditioned ourselves that we have to have like breakfast, lunch, and dinner and snacks in between. We might not need all that food. Like
Don't really, yeah. Cause I
You
think,
know.
but like I said earlier, we eat too much, and are we just so conditioned to eat so much? If you go to other countries, like especially like in Europe, like man, them plates be small. Like they don't be,
Portion
don't get
size.
the portion size small. Here in Georgia, in Atlanta, the country, man, them plates be. If I go to, I be asking, hey, somebody want to share? Like you want to bust a plate down together? Cause it's gonna be way too much, and I'm not taking it home. I'm gonna end up throwing it away anyway. But like you here, you order food in a restaurant here in Atlanta, man, I'm talking about it's three or four people could eat off of this plate.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's way too much. And people sit there and will eat that whole plate in one sitting. And I'm just like, man, it's crazy.
Yeah,
It's way.
and then go home and sleep. Like that's the worst thing you could do.
Right. But you gotta think though, like when the body uses the most energy to digest food, I don't care what you're doing, but the
Yeah.
body pull blood from the brain, it's pulling blood from your feet, and it's going all into the gut to help break all this food down. So when you don't have that blood there, especially here, this is what happens.
Yeah, you pass out.
You pass out. You know what I'm saying? So yeah. And food shouldn't do you like that. You're just eating too much of it. You should eat food and be like, here it is.
Energized.
You know what I'm saying? And be ready to go get it. But it's like you said earlier, like yesterday we had running brunch. Usually at the running brunches, I never eat the brunch because I'm working. I've got too much going on. But I always got like some berries, some type of fruit, and some nuts and some seeds. And I might just eat like a little handful just to keep me going. You know what I'm saying? Keep my energy going. But yeah, we eat way too.
Yeah. And one thing I also want to say too at the end of this as well. Sorry, I know I could talk to you for I gotta have you back on because I could talk to you forever. This
Any,
is
I'm sorry, though,
yeah.
like.
Is if you decide to make a choice to switch lifestyles and get into a new way of eating too, and you're gonna have some cravings. You're gonna have cravings. And maybe you start this and then you so to speak, you fall off the wagon and you eat something. Like that's okay. That's okay. That's gonna happen. Like if this is not part of your regular daily regimen, like those things are gonna happen. Like the thing is to get back on the horse and like start incorporating those healthy things back into your lifestyle. Like this is not that we're not trying to like pressure people into this lifestyle. We're not trying to, you know, get political and make it about the animals and all that stuff. And like, I think that's one thing my friends will say to me is they're like, one of my friends said this to me a while back. He's like, "You're the least vegan-y vegan I've ever met." And I'm like, "Yeah, because I'm not trying to push, you know, this is what I do. And you know, if people want to talk about it or you want more information, you know, I'm happy to share. And if I can inspire you to eat this way and live this lifestyle and you know, then that's great. But it has to work for you and you have to want to do it because otherwise it feels like a chore and not like a health choice.
Right. Absolutely. Me and you are the same in that respect. I talked about this a couple days ago too. Just like, I don't push it. I just do what I do, and I might make content out of it, and that might inspire somebody, and then they'll ask a question. But like, I'm definitely not walking around with a bullhorn like, don't kill the cows, like, you know what I'm saying? I just don't think, I think you scare people away when you're on do that. You know what I'm saying? When you're doing it like that, it's just, people don't like that. You know what I'm saying? They get very intimidated by that. They don't want to talk to you. They run from you. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I understand people like that, but I think if you just lead by example, you know, you're going to touch people, and other people are going to jump on board of what you're doing because they're inspired by you. But guess what? These people are inspired by other people too. And it just continues to, like, branches are created, you know what I'm saying? And it just spreads and spreads. But when you coming at people with the bullhorn and yelling at people and you got on leather shoes and you got this, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, people don't want to hear that. And they run from that. And that's why veganism, I think, gets a bad name. Like, I don't even like vegans sometimes because I'm just like, bro, chill, like, just do your thing, and man, you're gonna inspire some people, and then they're gonna go out and inspire some other people. Like, that's how I kind of look at it. But yeah, I don't do that either. Like, no way.
Yeah. Well, you're definitely an inspiration to me, and I know this episode is gonna inspire a lot of people, and I really appreciate you being here. I really love that you took the time to join me today, and tell people where they can find you, and shout out all your stuff coming up, all your handles, anything you want to promote.
So you can find me anything POLIZZY Polizzi on Instagram, or Polo's World on Instagram. If you put in Polo's World, I'll pop up on YouTube as Polo's World. And what was the other one?
That's POLOW, just so people.
Yeah, POLOWS. Yeah, Polo's World. Yeah, so, and that's YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. And yeah, man, Juice ATL. And, yep. Juice with two U's. Yeah, Juice with two U's. Juice ATL or Juice Atlanta on Instagram, on TikTok, on YouTube, all of those things. So yeah. And those are the places you can find me.
And if they're in the Atlanta area, you do the Run and Brunch?
Run and Brunch once a month. Again, thank you. Big shout out to Lululemon for sponsoring that for us. But yeah, we do Run and Brunch. Man, and if you just popping in town, then you got to come one day. Come down to Georgia. Come hang out with us. So yeah, we would love to have you.
My parents are in Rome, Georgia. So.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, that's far.
How far is that from you? Because I know I wanted to try to figure out how to get some juice to my dad one time, but I think it's like far from you.
I think like not even an hour. Let me see something right quick. I'm sorry, we're doing this on the podcast.
Yeah, no, that's okay, cool. Because yeah, they're just in Rome, Georgia.
And that's right down the street.
What? So like,
yeah, 11111, all one.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's an angel number, 111.
Yeah, so we're 111 away from your family, right?
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, definitely have to come down and visit you. And you know, for me, the hardest piece I struggle with right now is the exercise piece, like staying motivated and being consistent with it.
Yeah,
it's hard. I told you this before. I used to be a runner. I used to be a runner. I used to love it. I used to enjoy it. And then just one day, I just stopped. And then oh my gosh, it's so hard for me to get back into. So. I got to come visit you. Got to get a refresh on the inspiration and the motivation to start that again. And
listen, don't wait to come see me. This all the time. They feel like they got to be at a certain level. You don't get on a certain, let me just get it together first and I'm going to come. Don't do that. So come see me where you are. Like, man, we gotta accept each other where we're at in life and continue to encourage each other, but don't wait to get on a certain level and feel like you got to come see me, because I'm you know, I'm just regular, you know what I'm saying? So don't wait to get on a certain level. Don't do that, because then it's going to take you forever to get here. So let's just come hang out. We're going to have a good time. That'll be dope. And your parents are right down the street. Like, come on.
Hashtag true facts.
You'll love my whole crew too. You'll love everybody and they'll love you back.
So I love it. Thank you so much. Well, we love the feedback on the show. So don't forget to like, share, comment, subscribe, leave a comment. Polo, thank you so much, man. I appreciate you so much.
Appreciate you too. You're awesome. You're a dope inspiration, man. And I appreciate that about you. You've always been like super cool, and just always supported me from day one. And I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you in return. Bye, everybody. We'll check you. See you next time.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.